U.S. women's ski jumping coach Alan Alborn says Park City resident and ski jumping legacy Sarah Hendrickson is recovering well from a significant repair to her knee following a fall during a training jump in Germany last summer. But she has yet to jump this winter and won't be jumping at Sunday's Olympic trials at the Utah Olympic Park.
Unfortunately, we don't have Sarah Hendrickson in this event. She's still recovering from her knee injury and looking very well.
Alborn says it's feasible, however, that Hendrickson could still be named to one of the four spots on the team headed to Sochi based on overall World Cup points.
The Olympic criteria is the last 18 months, counting back from this coming January 19th. She has to jump before January 19th, but if she does jump and she's looking okay and feeling okay, I can coach's discretion her on the team or recommend to USSA that she's on the team because of her point totals over the last season. That's the way the criteria is written, and there's specifically a coach's discretion clause in there for athletes that do get injured. And because of Sarah's overall point total, she still is leading the whole team in points. Justifiably, I could name her to the team for the games in Sochi.
Meanwhile, Hendrickson's teammates are scoring well. Alborn says Jessica Jerome is leading the team in points, followed by teammate Lindsey Vann.
The ladies just returned from a World Cup tour. They started off in Lillehammer, Norway, the 6th and 7th of December. And then they just returned from Germany. They were in the Black Forest and Hinterzarten, Germany this weekend, and just returned home on Monday. As far as World Cup points, right now Jessica Jerome is leading the overall World Cup point totals for the ladies team, the U.S. team, followed by Lindsey Vann. So those two are really going to be battling it out.
He says Sunday's ski jumping Olympic trials will be filled with intense competition as those women compete for one spot on the Olympic team.
This kind of event is obviously a high-pressure situation because an automatic spot for each of the athletes, both women's, men's, and Nordic combined, a spot on the Olympic team. So athletes are flying into town from their World Cup tour.
The ski jumping competition kicks off at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Alborn says some 10 men and 7 women will compete and will alternate jumps during the competition. The day kicks off early with younger ski jumpers in competition on some of the smaller jumps.
Actually, on Sunday at 8:30 a.m., we're hosting our World Junior Championship tryout, which is, and that will determine our junior athletes who will go to the World Junior Championships later in January, and that will be in Predazzo, Italy.
That's Alan Alborn, head coach of the U.S. women's ski jumping team. Again, Sunday's ski jumping Olympic trials at the Utah Olympic Park kicks off at 11 a.m. The event is free to the public. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.